Last Monday on the programme, we talked about racism in the UK. One of the conversations I had was with Dee. Have a listen to part of it when she talked about children deemed to have special educational needs.
Because I'm going back to the schooling, I will tell my children, you need to be aware of this. If you say this, or if you act this way at school, as young as reception, then this is going to happen to you. Lo and behold, they acted this way at school. You have someone called like SENCO, Special Educational Needs Officer in the school. They were referred to the SENCO because they behaved in this particular way. And it was only because I was in the education system and I was able to challenge their views why the children didn't go within the special needs register, my own children.
Other listeners got in touch. Eddie, the teacher that spoke a few minutes ago, was absolutely right about black children being overrepresented in special educational needs data. Another text, I think that many ethnic minority children are incorrectly labelled as SEN when people do not understand English as a second language support. Another text, young black boys in primary schools are often ignored by some teachers in class. They begin to act up to get teacher attention. Eventually, the teachers label them as being special needs. Steve Strand is a professor of education at Oxford University, and you've been doing some work in this field, Professor. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what we'd say is, first of all, there's nothing inherently wrong with an individual being identified with special needs. If you have, for example, dyslexia or reading difficulty, to have that need identified and support provided in an individual education plan is a very positive thing. However, if some ethnic minorities are being over-identified relative to the ethnic majority, particularly for those SEN which are considered to be less socially desirable, maybe behaviour problems or moderate learning difficulties, then that can be a problem.
What are the factors underpinning this? I mean, there's so much talk at the moment of racism in our society.
Absolutely. So this was the largest study, most recent study conducted in England, and we looked at 500,000 young people when they joined school at age 5, and we followed them through their whole primary school education through to age 11. So we were able to pick up a lot of factors at age 5, like the socioeconomic circumstances of the family, gender, prior attainment, all those kind of factors. So we were able to sort of say what was driving any over-representation if we found it.
And could you reach any firm conclusions?
Yes, we did. We identified that there were, when you drill down into particular ethnic groups and particular types of SEN, then you did sometimes find disproportionality. And we did find that particularly for Pakistani young people and black Caribbean young people in terms of moderate learning difficulties and social, emotional and mental health needs. But in terms of identifying what, so it's a real phenomenon, but in terms of identifying what was driving that, what we found was that socioeconomic inequalities are also very unevenly distributed across different ethnic groups. So, for example, 14% of white British young people are entitled to a free school meal, but that's 30% of black Caribbean, 37% of black African young people. And what we found was that these risk factors, the socioeconomic factors, were the bigger drivers by far of the identification. So yes, it's a very real phenomena, but maybe the biggest driver here is not racism on the part of teachers in their judgments so much as the structural inequalities that we have in society, particularly around wealth, opportunity and privilege.
It's something we'll need to talk more about, and we will. Thank you very much, Professor Steve Strand, Professor of Education at Oxford University.